You're listening to Lifestyle Locker Radio, episode 206.
Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and I want to welcome you to Lifestyle Locker Radio. It is here where we talk all things lifestyle, from fitness to nutrition, peak performance to longevity, awesome relationships to inspirational stories. We take you on an amazing journey to all things life and lifestyle. Enjoy the ride. And for today's guest, if you want to learn more than they're going to tell you on this show, I urge you to scroll down, check out the show notes to get a detailed bio and everything you need to know about our guest today. We also encourage that you comment, review, and share this show if you are enjoying it from wherever and whenever you're listening. Lastly, we encourage you to check out all the links that we provide in the show notes. They are there for you, for your health, for your lifestyle. We ultimately want you to unleash your human potential. So dive into this episode. We'll see you on the inside. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Dr. Josh Hant here. This is going to be filmed live. This is an episode of Lifestyle Locker Radio, episode 206, and freedom isn't free. And we got to remember Patriots Day, and I will not forget 9/11/2001. So 9/11/01. Wow, it's been a lot of years, right? Since September 11th, 2001, and you know it's crazy. I'm seeing patients in my practice that are born, you know, well after 2001, and they're adults. So I want to just first do a short. I want to do a moment of silence, but I want to share a video with all of you. And for those of you that are not able to watch the video and just you'll be listening through the podcast or iTunes, wherever you're listening from, this is really more for the audio. This is the NYPD Emerald Society doing Amazing Grace. And I think this is so appropriate for the day, for Patriots Day. So this is going to be under 2 minutes. Bear with me. Listen, this was filmed live, not by me, but I'm just sharing this video with you. You know, that gives me the chills thinking about 9/11 and just, you know, being very appreciative of, you know, what these men and women of our, you know, FDNY, NYPD, we're thinking of the Pentagon, Shanksburg, PA, and these people have sacrificed so much. So just seeing that and hearing that, just feeling that energy is kind of intense, very intense for me. I'm sure many of you have the same kind of sensation, especially if you're a New Yorker, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I first wanted to start and share a little bit of
a story with all of you. I know we all have our stories of 2001, of 9/11, 2001, what happened that day. For those of us that were alive through this time, you know, if you were born after, obviously you probably have heard many stories. I don't know if I've ever told my story of, you know, where I was, what was going on, but I just want to share this with all of you. I had recently transferred from a school in Vermont. I was an alpine skier and a scholarship, and I ended up moving back home. I went to a community college for a little bit, and I transferred to Pace University. And at Pace University, I was getting my marketing degree, and I wanted to live in the city for a little bit since I'd never lived in the city before. So I decided to move into the dorms, downtown Manhattan, for the summer 2001. And I moved in. I was on, I believe, the 16th floor, 12th or 16th floor of the dorm. And my windows faced the Twin Towers, and they were just massive. I believe I was just about four blocks away. I mean, they were so, so massive from that window. And I ended up moving home probably 2 to 3 weeks just before September 11th. And, you know, I'm home. I'm commuting now back and forth to school, not happening to be going to school that day. And, you know, I'm up in the morning, I'm living with my parents at the time, and I hear my mom in the bedroom, you know, whether it was screaming or like, oh my God, whatever. So I come running into the bedroom, and my parents are in there, and they're just staring at their TV, like this dead blank stare, like the world just ended. And it didn't look real. I watched, you know, the flames on one tower going up, and watched the other plane hit the other building. And then we all know the outcome. So I'm watching this with them. And as this is happening, you know, both my parents or my mom was really freaking out, started throwing up, ran to the bathroom, started throwing up, because my sister is living in the city at this time. She's at NYU. She's probably about 20 blocks away, which is about a mile away. But her dorm, she was higher up in the apartment or dorm that she was in, and was facing the Twin Towers. So she had a view of everything that was going on, and she happened to be home. So we're seeing this, and my mom freaking out, and we're trying to figure out, how do we get my sister home? So the first thing that we realized, because phone lines were down everywhere, you know, the airwaves, if you will, were flooded. And the only thing that was really working well were those Nextel phones. For those of you that don't remember, those were those walkie-talkie phones, right? Like, you could either call, you could have a walkie-talkie. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. I had unlimited data at the time on this green pixelated screen that I was able to get the weather. I mean, to show you how times have changed right now, many of you are probably watching this on your phone or listening to this on your phone. And so that was the only thing that worked. And so I ran, grabbed my phone, started, you know, clicking the walkie-talkie for my sister, and we heard it in her bedroom. She had just got a brand new phone the week before and had left it at home. So now my mom's really freaking out, and we started hearing pinging downstairs in my mom's office. We realized it was AOL Instant Messenger. We knew that was working. The internet was working. And it was my sister communicating with us that she's okay, everything's all right, she's safe. And my mom looks at me and says, go get your sister. And this is not far after, or long after, I should say, after the towers have both fallen. And I jump my pickup, start going towards the city, going over the causeway, which is just over a reservoir. We have a little view. I mean, if it's crystal clear, you might be able to see parts of the city, but all you could see is this smoke. I mean, you see the smoke billowing. This is 30 miles away, billowing up into the sky, this black smoke. And, you know, my eyes opened up and I kept on going. Then I hear on the radio that everything in and out of Manhattan shut down. You can't get into the city. We live in the suburbs. So I drive up to this place called Central Highway, the top of Central Highway. Many of you that live in the area know where I'm talking about. It's a high point where we live. We used to go hiking up here all the time as kids, and even to this day, I'm still running these trails, but you can see New York City from there. And I stopped, as many people were stopping, with, you know, tears in their eyes, you know, their face like, holy cow, I can't believe what's going on. I can't believe this is happening. You know, I'm one to run into the fire, run into a tragedy to work on and trying to help people. And I'm just seeing this and I can't really believe the magnitude of what happened and how crazy it is. And I really wanted to share this story with you. So long story short, my sister did make it home that later that day, that evening, and safe, real good. But nonetheless, that was a wild experience. You know, I get like goosebumps thinking about that day, even though we were 30 miles away. And I have so many stories. I'm not going to share them with you, but so many stories of friends that were down there, stories from friends of friends. And it's just really is mind blowing. So why do I want to share this with you today? Why do I think it's necessary to share these stories? Because the towers were attacked, right? Freedom was attacked. Liberty was attacked. And that's what those towers stood for, right? World Trade Center, they stood for freedom, right? The World Trade Center, like business around the world. And this was attacked by awful, awful people. And freedom is something that's not free. Freedom is something that, you know, we go back to when the U.S. was created, and, you know, 1776 and the Declaration of Independence and all of these things and the Constitution, right? All of these things matter and mattered. It's scary. Bad people will do bad things when they're trying to control. And seeing this happen on 9/11 really made me realize, you know, I'm surprised that I didn't go sign up for the Marines, the Army, the Navy, something at that point, because it really, really freaked me out. And it really made me angry that an organization, a group of people could do something like this to innocent people. This could happen. Like, holy cow. I'm surprised I didn't jump into the fight at that point. But I feel now that I have a much bigger purpose for me to actually disseminate information and hopefully help heal people from a lot of things that are going on in their health and their lives. But that being said, freedom is not free. And I want you to all really think about what freedoms we have, right? I want you to think about what's at stake today. What's at stake with our country today? Think about it. If you're living in a city that's been shut down, if you're in a city that's been masked, if you're in a city that's saying they're not going to open because we're waiting for a vaccine, you can't go and travel because of a vaccine, you can't do this because of a vaccine, what is this world, what is the United States going to come to if we get to that? That's a full-blown medical tyranny, right? If we start having to, you know, get microchipped to track us because we're not smart enough, free enough to do what we think is right, that's scary to me. So I really think it's important as we go through our lives, we be grateful for the things that we have today. Whether you're listening from the U.S., I think we're actually being listened to in over 57 countries. And if you have those freedoms, take advantage of those freedoms, be grateful for those freedoms. Because when we have the reality of our situation kind of in this like snowball of, or dust storm, if you will, we don't know what's happening next. I don't know what's happening next. If we just think about really where we've come from 8 months ago, quite crazy, right? It's quite crazy that I have to walk into a grocery store and I'm not even allowed to enter the store without a mask. And when we start to follow the science, you know, it's debatable at this point. And, you know, I mean, I don't want to get going down this road, but it's really not about that. It's really about thinking what we have and not giving up the rights that we have. I have, you know, good friends like Dr. Cordy Williams, who runs an organization called 1776 Forever Free. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's awesome. He's preaching, if you will. He's a chiropractor. He's a Marine. He's now an activist promoting freedom It's crazy in our country that we have to fight for freedom at this point in this day and age in our own country. It's nuts. But really, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of what I'm good at and why we're here and what we need to talk about, because your health is something that is so important and you should be free to make the choices to take on your own health. And right now, you do have that freedom. You do have the freedom to choose what food goes in your mouth. You do have the freedom on how you move your body. You do have the freedom on how you think. You have those freedoms. And what also is blowing my mind is that we are being censored left and right for our beliefs. You know, I've been called out on social media. I've actually been shut down on this platform that you're watching this on live right now on Facebook because of what I believe, because I share scientific facts that don't go along with certain agendas. People don't like that. People will shut you down if you don't follow their agenda. And that's scary that that's even allowed to happen. You know, the freedom of speech is not free. We need digital freedom of speech. That's why these platforms were created, right? YouTube for creators, Facebook, so we can have these interactions internationally, globally with freedom of speech. We need freedom of speech digitally. And I just want you to think of this. I'm getting in trouble for beliefs. And in the beginning of this pandemic, or plandemic, or whatever you want to call this thing that's going on right now, that's still going on now in September. Think this. I listened to a book, which many of you have probably heard. We've seen memes and all of these things on social media by George Orwell. I listened to 1984 and it blew my mind, because right now we have thought police. They're catering the message. The media is catering the message of certain political organizations to be what they want it to be. So I'm being shut down because I don't like, or I speak differently than others. And I wouldn't be surprised if this gets censored as well, because I'm speaking about freedom. Scary things, right? So I listened to that. I listened to, you know, Fahrenheit 451. I listened to Aldous Huxley's A Brave New World. And it seems like this is like the playbook for what's going on. So take advantage of your freedoms, what we have now, because we need to be strong. We need to be healthy. We need to take action for our lives and stand up for our freedoms every single day in this country. We need to do what's right. We need to do what's right for our community. We need to do what's right for our country. You know, think about this, and I'm going off the rails here a little bit, because this is not all lifestyle, but I want you to think about life at this point. Think about this. You know, this country, the United States, the freest country in the world. We have to build walls to keep people out from coming in illegally, right? Keep out drug trafficking, keep out bad people, keep out illegal people. I'm not opposed to, you know, people coming, and I think this country is amazing because it is full of all of us being immigrants, right? We all came from somewhere. That being said, there are tyrannical governments that won't let people leave. They build walls to keep people in. So this country does have something at its foundation that is so powerful that we need to keep it. We need the foundation set here. And when they took down the towers in 2001, yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was really crazy. I know many of you have seen it on TV. Just the week after, for the Jewish holidays, our family was going to Brooklyn, and I was driving. I remember this. I was driving my mom's Subaru Outback. When driving down the West Side Highway, we were going to have to take a train in because all the bridges and tunnels going through that area, going through Southern Manhattan, were shut down because we had to go past all of the destruction that was down there. And we're going down the West Side Highway. There are people holding American flags. There are patriots everywhere. I mean, it made you really proud. I almost wanted to get out and carry cases of water downtown to the firemen, the police, sanitation, EMS, everybody that was helping out. And we keep driving down and keep getting flagged. And there are checkpoints where you're supposed to turn off, where you're not allowed to go farther as a civilian. And for whatever reason, we got pushed through all of these checkpoints and we got way too close to ground zero. And seeing how massive the damage was, doesn't compare to the TV. Seeing it in the real world was mind-blowing. It was absolutely mind-blowing. I don't know where I was even going with that. It's just, you know, the stories are running in my head. So freedom isn't free. Keep focusing on the foundations of what we know to be true in our country. Oh, this is what I was saying. When bad people want to knock down symbols of freedom, we actually build monuments after it. Built a foundation down there, right? Built a museum, built a memorial to those people, which makes even a stronger bond and a stronger connection. And then we put up a tower, nonetheless, and named it the Freedom Tower, right? So freedom, people, that's what's at stake here. Your health freedom's at stake here. So I want you all to be focused on keeping everything free. And I'm gonna be done talking here. I thank you all for hanging and watching. I'll see you all soon on the next episode. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, I hope you did enjoy that episode of Lifestyle Locker Radio, and I appreciate you making it through to the end. As you know, that was done live, and I tell you what, you know, my mind and my emotions were running, so I did lose my train of thought a couple times, get a little frustrated a couple times. But that being said, there's never been a time in my life where I felt like our freedoms have been infringed upon more than they are now. So I really am standing strong. And I also think I should not be calling you Lifestyle Locker Nation. I should be calling you the Lifestyle Locker Army, because you're forging forward to live healthier and better lifestyles. And for those of you that are willing to take that next step, you know, scroll down in the show notes, check out the 3065 Lifestyle Program. It is an awesome program. It is simple, effective, and powerful. We use a philosophy called the PEC philosophy, P-E-C philosophy, and you gotta check out the videos that we have on the link there to note that what I'm talking about. But if you're someone that's looking to lose some excess weight, someone that's looking to just take some simple action steps daily to make some massive changes in your life, like I said, simple, this program is totally for you. So I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. And for some of you, I look forward to meeting you in the 3065 program. Have a great day. Be proud. Be free. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.